party put out a statement clearly informing the world that we will not accept that result. We feel it has been skewed. It does not reflect the votes that came in from those districts, especially districts that are in the north and also the western area, which is the capital. In the first place, the ECSL did not inform us as a political party that they were going to announce results. And secondly, they did the announcement in a way that they presented 60% of the total vote cast without first giving us the breakdown of that 60%. And then later, they sent out a breakdown that based on our own analysis and the results that we have entered from the RRF forms that came from the field, they do not match with the data that is presented to the world as partial results, 60% partial results, as he called it.
Well, according to the Elections Commission, these are just preliminary results. And if the figures I'm looking at are correct, the incumbent president is leading your party by a wide margin. So,
yeah, that is the concern, because, like I said, we do not know where these 60% came from. Yes, he has sent a breakdown in a manner in which it is not reflective of what we have collated. We know for a fact that whatever figures that Mr. Kone has announced so far does not reflect the votes, or do not reflect the votes that were cast in those districts. That one I can tell you for sure.
So if you will not accept these preliminary results, what is next for you?
Well, we have our results all based on the RRFs that came from the polling stations where the actual voting took place. And we have compiled our results. We are giving out our full analysis. That is one. Secondly, we have analyzed the results that has been presented by Mr. Kone. He is saying the results reflect 60% of the votes from each district. Based on our analysis, we have found out that if we are to go by his results, some results that are in based on the figures that he gave for some districts reflect way more than 60%. Some districts may be in their 70s or 80s. So for him to just say this is 60% of the total votes that was cast that we have tallied per district, that is not correct. And we are challenging him on the basis that results have not really been provided to him yet from the coalition centers in those districts and regions. So we do not know where he got these results from that he's announced to the public.